big enough to hold a room hog, and then it's too big for a pig size.
I see. And in between. Did you ever grow any sheep? Did you?
At home.
What for? Milk? Meat?
Distraction for the wool.
For the wool?
To sell.
I see.
I've had share of many sheep.
Is that right?
Me and my brother, one of my brothers, always had to share the sheep at home. Twice a year in April and September.
And then you took the wool to a market?
Well, you used most of it at home. You spun it into thread and knit socks and gloves and caps and things. I knit a mini pair of socks and a pair of gloves with fingers and then this half and then mittens.
So you make your own thread?
Make you knit your wool socks. My dad might knit your wool knit socks as long as he lived, winter and summer. Mm-hmm. Set this cooler in summer and the other one. You can dye them, make them brown or black or red or green. Turn that old spinning wheel of me, Dad.
It's a shame, you know, that those skills are being lost. It is a shame, because that is as far away from.
Well, I'm talking about the cows again. A calf, when he's weaned, he's a male. You castrated and made ox out of it, and you would put a yoke on him and work it.
I see. Did you ever use ox?
Yeah. When I was about 19 years old, when we moved in, as I told you this morning, we moved in the house of the grandfather, we moved our stuff over there. We had cows and horses and calves and things like that and moved over there. Well, I laid claim to one of the calves because it was a male and I had a steer mat out to work. And I bought one from my neighbor there by and gave him $2.50, one just like the one I had. And I kept them for 2 years. I worked them some. I remember one day I hooked them in the wagon, started to my granddad as after me and the girls moved out, as I told you this morning. I hooked them 2 yearlings up and started my granddad after some cottonseed to plant, and they run away with me and broke the yoke. I know they were. I caught one of them, I had a rope on one, didn't have nothing on the other, you see, and I broke the yoke, I let the one didn't have no rope on loose. I run him nearly a mile before I caught him and brought him back. I tied my yoke up and come back home, but I didn't go on after my strong seed. I think I got on my horse and got me a sack and went and got him maybe. But I owned a yoke of oxen in my time and worked them. And I traded them to my uncle, my dad's youngest brother, and paid him $100. I'd let him have some money. He owed me $50, and I had 50 more, and I gave him what he's owing me, and 50 and the yearlings for a young horse. And I got shit, and I didn't own more oxen, and I kept my horse.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the male horse?
He was a horse, and if it's a horse, it's a mare, and if it is a mule, it's a horse mule or a mare mule. You know, a mule is a cross between a jack and a mare. That's what a mule is. You see, his dad is a jack, and his mammy's a mare. Mm-hmm. And you don't breed mules. You don't raise them. Some kind of law forbids you breed a mule. Some of them would breed all right, but you don't breed a mule. You breed a mare either to a jack or a stallion, one or the other, and get a horse coat or a mule coat.
I see. One of the interesting things that I've heard is that people didn't talk about stallions and boars.
No, they didn't
like
talk that special for women folks, you see. Men folks didn't talk to them among themselves, they didn't talk among women folks, but they got where they do it, and women talk about it better than men folks.
That's a big change, isn't it?
That's true.
The idea was that it just shouldn't be talked about in front of women.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of dogs did you...